Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
We're here with John Moore. Today we're talking Texas Rangers, obviously, and what happened in the 2024 season. But John, thanks for joining us again and coming back. And I'm going to throw it over to you to let yourself plug your socials, your podcast, your Twitter, whatever you want the people to know out there.
Yeah, I'm at Recliner Nerd on Twitter and on Instagram. Also, I am co-host of the DLLS Weekly Rangers podcast. It used to be the Rangers Today Baseball podcast, but we have joined a new organization here about 3 months ago. They're a new national outlet that's doing it, but that's where you find me at. So just look up DLLS Weekly Rangers podcast and at Recliner Nerd.
All right, man, so we're here with John. I'm gonna throw it over to you. Obviously, this is I think the first for us where we're talking about a team that's mathematically eliminated from the 2024 postseason. But I'm just going to throw it over to you. Whatever you want to kind of mention about the Rangers in the 2024 season, obviously an underwhelming follow-up to the World Series championship. But, you know, no repeat this year. And, you know, they still look strong in some aspects. But what happened to the Rangers in the 2024 season?
It's called the Bruce Bochy effect. Bruce Bochy never wins a back-to-back World Series. Every time he wins one, he loses. Doesn't even make the playoffs the next year. But in all seriousness, look, there's a lot of things that went wrong. I thought they were set up to make a run and possibly repeat. It's really easy to make an excuse with the injuries that happened. Josh Young got injured at the beginning of the year. He broke his wrist and was out for a good portion after the All-Star break before he got back and still was just a little bit off. Corey Seager went down for a little bit. He didn't have a full offseason. But more than anything, it was underperformance. Dolis Garcia didn't perform like he did last year. Jonah Heim had a down year. Marcus Semien was less than he normally was. Look, this pitching staff went out and did anything you could ask them to do. They kept most teams under four runs most nights. Don't get me wrong. There were some nights when they just got lit up, but that happens to every Major League Baseball team out there. But when you're only giving up 3.5 runs to 4 runs an entire staff for most of the year, you expect to win a lot of those games. And the Rangers went a lot of games where they weren't scoring more than 1 or 2 runs, and they got shut out a lot. They just were not offensively producing.
Right. And I mean, like you said, it's an underwhelming year. Underperformance is kind of the name of the game here. How are you feeling about the Rangers in the 2025 season? Because obviously they still have this core of guys from last year. They have a lot of talent on that team. Obviously, injuries are, they're going to kill you in Major League Baseball over 162 games. But, you know, bringing back some of the key guys next year from injuries, having guys like Jacob deGrom having a full season, knock on wood, hopefully. But yeah, I guess it's at this point, obviously, looking forward to the future. It's Bruce Bochy, like you said, so he knows what he's doing every other year, it feels like. So, you know, bring it back next year, maybe win another championship with the squad that they have. But there were some highlights for me this year. Obviously, you got guys like Wyatt Langford. But yeah, tell me about how you guys are feeling moving into the 2025 season.
Well, you can't be anything but optimistic. There's one other determining factor that doesn't help. And when you win the World Series, you quit playing baseball at the end of October and early November. The offseason wasn't a normal offseason for a lot of teams. And no Ranger made an excuse for that. They won a World Series, but they didn't have a full offseason like normal. You've got Corey Seager, who had a sports hernia recently. He had that during the offseason. Didn't realize he had it till late, so he didn't have a spring training. He's already gotten the surgery. It was on the other side. It just happened about a week ago. He'll be ready for spring training. You got Evan Carter, who was a hero of the World Series. He's been injured for most of the year too. I think there's a couple of things the Rangers did that if you look back, you can second guess it. They went into this offseason. They went into this season thinking that Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter were just going to solidify two outfield spots along with Adolis Garcia. And look, Wyatt Langford had never played a Major League Baseball game before opening day. And there's an acclimation. I don't care who you are when you're a rookie. I don't care how good. I think he's going to be a superstar. But you're going to have to learn to face the best pitching in the world. And you see the way he's responded by the end of the year. He looks like what everyone thinks he can be. So, yes, going into next year, Jacob DeGrom's healthy. You've got Kamar Rocker, who is – I don't know if you've seen him. He just got called up. He is throwing. He looks like DeGrom. He's throwing the ball 98, 99 miles an hour. The ball moves. He throws a two-seam and a four-seam. He's got a slider, which he calls a curve. It acts like a slider. Throws an off-speed pitch that he didn't even throw. They were like, don't you have a changeup? In Double-A, he just mowed through Double-A, and he goes, yeah. And we goes, have you thrown it? He goes, I've never had to. I didn't need to. He was just mowing through Double-A hitters. He's like, I didn't need to use him. And AAA started using a little bit, and he used it here. Now, his last outing, he's had two big league outings. He gave up a couple of runs, and he walked a few. And his fastball was like 96, 90, 95, 96. And they're like, hey, that's not your normal fastball. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I was trying something. I was trying to bring it back a little bit so I'd have more control over the plate. And he goes, Mike Maddux came out in the third inning and said, you know, take your foot off the brake and put it on the gas. Let's go. And he started. He goes, I was like, man, that's pretty bold to just try to lay back and do that. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that again. He goes, I guess that's what spring training's for, so to work on that. And he goes, and not only did I notch it back a little bit and not throw as hard as I can, he goes, I wasn't hitting the strike zone. So he walked like four or five guys. And he was just kind of laughing at it. You know, he's like, I can't believe I tried to pull that off. So he's got one more start this week. But he'll be coming in. And I'm telling you, he looks like Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom's fully healthy. He looks great. I mean, he's bouncing around the clubhouse like a little kid. And I told him the other day, I was telling him, I said, I'm not going on the road, so I wasn't going to see him. And I said, have a good offseason. I said, man, you just look like you're having fun. He goes, it's good to be healthy. He goes, it really feels good to be healthy. He was just bouncing around. I mean, he's a pretty reserved guy anyway. So, yeah, we look good. Yeah. We need to get another starting pitcher. And I think any team that is in this that's going to go through this, if you think that you're just going to go with five starters for the year, you're not. Probably going to need at least 9 to 10 starters. You got to have depth at that position. Look, Jacob DeGrom and Kamar Rocker coming back next year fully healthy, they're not going to go 200 innings because they're back from Tommy John. You're looking at 130, maybe 140 at the most. They're going to have to, at some point during the season, they're going to be brought back a little, skip a start here and there, try to save the arm, especially if they're in it and going good like you think they would be. You know, you want those arms fresh at the end of the year. So, look, it's encouraging, but we got to see what they do this offseason. They didn't have a TV deal. It's expiring now. They still don't have one, but it seems like there's some ideas they're kicking around, which is a big part of revenue. So we'll see. Chris Young finally got extended as the GM, and they have said they're going to get another bat and they're going to get some more starting pitching, and we'll see. Evo's going to be a free agent, so we'll see.
Yeah, and I mean, the exciting core of those young guys, like you said, Kumar Rocker coming up, that was must-see TV. The confidence of, you know, those guys, Wyatt Langford, and mixed in with, you know, guys like DeGrom in the clubhouse, Scherzer in the clubhouse, these guys who won a World Series coming back. I think next year is going to be they're one of the teams you got to watch out for. Obviously, an underwhelming year this year, like we've already mentioned a couple times. But those young dudes and having a healthy staff and with the upper management, like Chris Young being extended, I think they got a bright future ahead of them with the Rangers. And I could definitely see another World Series championship in the next couple of years here.
Yeah, I think this is one of those. Every team will go through this. A good team will, if they get their core signed and done. You know, the Astros have been on a major run. I think they're on the back end of that right now. They've got a lot of free agents that are about to happen. Seattle's the other West team that you got to really watch. You know, they're right in that wild card spot, but they've got a talented young team also. I think it's going to be Texas and Seattle going forward. Of course, you never can count out the Astros, but those guys are getting a little long in the tooth, and a couple of are about to be free agents. Now, Max Scherzer isn't coming back. Well, he's a free agent, so I mean, I don't know if he's coming back. You know, you got Tyler Malvin is still signed here, who came back from Tommy John surgery too, is another good starter. So we'll see. I believe you. I think it's going to be a good term, but you know, I thought this year they were going to go back to back. So that's how it works.
Hey, well, you know, yeah. I guess, you know, before we wrap up here, is it, I know it's an underwhelming year, but what were some of the highlights, I guess, some of the standouts for you, some of the good moments in the 2024 season, obviously piggybacking off of the World Series championship. Give me some of the standouts.
I think you got to go back to is the Travis Jankowski home run that he robbed. It was one of the greatest catches of the year.
Oh my God. Travis is unbelievable catch.
Yeah, it was unreal. And you know, they bookend. They opened up with the Cubs at home this year and won it on a walk-off. Their very last home game was yesterday. They won it on a walk-off. That's always encouraging to see. You know, you had some standout performances. Josh Smith was really good. He filled in for Josh Young most of the year. And by the time Young was back, you couldn't keep Smith out of the lineup. So you were having to put him in left field, put him somewhere. He was even DH-ing just kind of the year he had. So whether he stays as a utility guy or whatever, or the value, he adds some trade value maybe, something to that effect. There were some positive. Wyatt Langford, obviously, how he's responded and what he's turned into this second half is what we all thought he would be. That was great to see. And, you know, it's always good to see you know, some of the starting pitching, Jacob DeGrom, and of course, when you get him back on the mound and you see Kumar Rocker do what he did on the mound, that's some encouraging stuff. But, I mean, all in all, Ranger fans got spoiled for 1 year. A lot of them were down in the dumps, and it's like, hey, we have a World Series. I mean, get over it, you know? A lot of teams, there's teams that don't have that, and there are a lot of teams that haven't had that in many, many years. So it's fun to be a part of that.
Absolutely. That's a good, I think that's a good take on it too. Not to, you know, harp on the down year, you know, some fan bases will come in and then it's, you forget the joy of, you know, something less than a year ago. And obviously the down year, but, I'm excited for the future of the Texas Rangers. You know, as a Seattle guy, you know, they're always a team that we gotta deal with when they're coming into town or we're going into Arlington. You know, They're always the ones where we're like, oh, fuck, we got to
tell your fans, everybody go, this is a cool shirt. It's comfortable. I'm telling you, I've enjoyed it. I just worked out in it. That's how comfortable it is.
Get it. Grab a Baseball Isn't Boring shirt. We're gonna definitely send you some more. I know we sent you that one. We'll get you some more comfy shirts. But, John, thanks for joining us again, man. One more time, let the people know where they could find you. I know you said you got a new podcast or network out there. So let the people know.
Yeah, go to DLLS All City Sports for that. My handles are at Recliner Nerd on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm trying to learn to do Instagram. I'm one of those old guys. But anyway, really enjoy it. Thanks for having me on. And you know what? Before next season, we'll do this again. Let's get on there and try to preview the season.
Absolutely, man. Always great talking to you, John. And if you guys are listening out there, you already know the deal. This is Baseball Isn't Boring. Make sure to grab a shirt, grab some gear. And like and follow on all the social medias. Thanks, John. We'll see you guys next time.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.